This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome the CEO and guru of Truth Social, Devin Nunes, correctly pronounced in the Portuguese, Nunes, and in Portugal itself, Devin tells me, Nunes. Devin, a very good evening to you. Your week presenting Truth Social to the United States on television, on radio. I've seen some of it. I've seen very carefully how the site has grown while you've been on air. You launched a week past, I think. You're using the servers, the friendly servers of Rumble, meaning you won't be shut down the way Parler was shut down by Amazon. And in your presentation, making it available to people so they can join right away, I've watched the respondents to the few truths that I put up this week, and I characterize them in general as young. Everybody's younger than me, Devin. As young and eager to learn, a little cautious because they've had probably been told to be careful. We have Twitter feelings that if you say something that is misunderstood, you'll be attacked. And at the same time, very generous in their remarks, curious about what's going on at Truth Social. You emphasized a week ago, this is not Twitter. Again, help the audience understand how to approach Truth Social. Good evening to you, Devin.
Well, John, thanks. Great to be with you, as always. And a week ago, we had just launched. And from essentially that time forward, and John, it might have been my appearance on your podcast, but we've essentially been number one in the App Store for essentially a week. Which is incredible. Obviously, you know, that'll start to go down. Nobody can sustain that forever. But we're trying to become, we're building a community and a social networking community. And this is just our first phase. We're only on the Apple App Store. We have essentially the ability to communicate with one another. We're not censoring you. And we have really good video and pictures, which I know, John, from your truths that you post, you're taking advantage of those pictures and the ability to put pictures up. So it looks very, very clean, very, very good on an iPhone and an iPad. And as we move forward, we're trying to get into having some of the same capabilities that both Instagram and Facebook and TikTok have. Now, it will take us a while to build that out. But let me tell you what we're working on first and foremost, and that is to have a progressive web application so that anyone can access it from any device, from anywhere. And so, you know, a desktop or any type of phone that you may have. We expect to roll that out by the end of May. That's the goal, so that essentially anyone will be able to get on within the United States of America for now. And then after that, we'll hopefully be launching in the Google Play Store for people that have Android. So it's been a fun week, just sitting there at the top, bringing on, you know, we have the capability now to bring on millions and millions of people, and that will happen. And then we will slowly build out the capabilities of the platform because we want to cater to our users so that they have a good user experience. I always like to say that, you know, we have to treat these, our folks, like customers, and the customer always comes first. That's what we're focused on at Truth Social. And the overall goal that President Trump had and myself left Congress to do this was to open the internet back up and give the American people their voice back. And now you have millions of Americans that are taking advantage of that. And the product will just continue to get better. I think it's just amazing what our team working with the Rumble team and the Rumble Cloud have been able to do to build a platform that can't be canceled by big tech tyrants and have the capability to scale at the size that we're scaling at. So it's been a big week, including the comeback of former President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, came back on this week, and he now has the ability to reach millions of Americans, which, of course, as you know, he got canceled from every single platform that was out there.
I want to comment as positively as I can, but at the same time, Devin, as I put up truths on the internet, I am cautious because of these last years of people who are bad actors who take any opportunity at all to either insult or refute or undermine whatever you express on the social media. I don't use Facebook or the others. I've only ever used Twitter. And I'm going to guess a lot of people my age and younger are also cautious. It's going to take some time for us to get used to the fact that we're not immediately to be attacked when we put something up on Truth Social.
John, that's exactly right, because we don't censor for political reasons. So, now it's funny to watch people come back, talk about. We see it every day. I see it every day in my feed, the things that I post, and as I'm surfing through the Truth Social app, we see people saying, "Oh, so and so, I haven't seen you for 2 years since you got banned." And then you have people that are, "Oh, wow, I can say this now." So I think you're right. I think people are obviously cautious. They're nervous, but they don't have to be on Truth, because, you know, we're not going anywhere. And if you see what's in the news now with the new disinformation czar, you can't make this up, that the Biden administration is placing within the Department of Homeland Security, something that you would only see in what was Orwell's book, 1984. I mean, this is really scary stuff. But one thing that I've ensured people is that, you know, we're not going to play their game. So they're not going to be able to go to any of the big tech tyrants and shut us down. We're not going to censor anybody because the Biden disinformation czar tells us to censor them. We're not going to play that game. And so people should feel very, very comfortable that we're here. We're here to stay. And we're, as I think I said last week, you know, we're a family-friendly, safe place for people to be. We're not tolerating bots. You know, the bots, it's funny, John, they'll get on. It'll take us a while to find them, but we have a reporting mechanism so that if someone suspects a bot, you can report them. And look, we're taking them down. I mean, you have to be on air, you've got to be a real person. You can't just be some, you know, fat guy in his underwear in a basement that's being paid by some operative firm to handle 1,000 accounts to go on. And if they want to try to get a John Batchelor podcast off the air, and they attack you and then they report it and play that game. We're just not tolerating any of that. We want to make sure that people have a safe, friendly environment. That's for political discourse is great. Disagreements are great. But bots and illegal behavior are just not tolerated.
Devin, you've been on with all the television, all of radio all week, and you've been asked questions by the professionals, the top of the profession. What has surprised you about their questions, or what have you learned from their questions in promoting and as you present Truth Social?
Well, I think the big issue has been that, you know, we built this in just a matter of months, and despite me saying this over and over again, that we were rolling out testing and bringing people on the platform as we could perfect the product. And that took a couple months. You know, we started beta testing essentially towards the beginning of February. And then last Thursday, or I guess about 10 days ago, we went to the Rumble Cloud, let everybody in off the wait list that was on the wait list, and then opened up fully Saturday, so a week ago Saturday. So it's been kind of having just educate people, because there's been so many dishonest attacks on us by the fake news media that, you know, like somehow that they were launched, nobody can get on, nobody can find it, you know, which, you know, we have said very clearly, when we're ready to go, ready to launch fully on the Apple App Store, we will. When we're ready to go on the rest of the applications, we will, because we are here to build that beachhead against big tech so people feel safe. But we're going to get the technology right to make sure that we have that quality and the reliability so that we can't be canceled. And that's what we built. So I guess it's kind of just really educating a lot of the folks that I've been interviewing with that, you know, we are carrying out the plan exactly as we intended to carry out the plan, no matter how many fake stories people want to write about it. I'm sure now they'll begin to criticize, "Oh, you can't get it on your web browser." You know, I'm sure that'll be the next criticism. But, you know, just people be patient. Our goal is to get this done this month, the month of May. And I think we shouldn't have any problem doing that. And then after that, we'll be on the Google Play Store. We finally have been able to get the process in place with Google, and so that'll be the next project, along with other capabilities on the platform that people are asking for. We'll continue to build those out. One of the big ones would be an ability to comment. So right now, you can comment on a Truth post. but you don't have the ability to actually post your truth and put the truth that you're talking about below it. So it's like a quoting a truth, and we're going to, that will be done hopefully in the month of May also.
Devin Nunes, also Nunes, also Nunch. Devin's teaching me the Portuguese. He is the CEO, the guru of Truth Social. He is formerly a valuable member of the Congress investigating what is generally known as Russiagate. And when we come back, John Durham, the special counsel, has made more revelations these last days, and Devin has agreed to comment on the revelations that we have in court. Decisions made by the judge looking to the trial of Michael Sussman to begin within days. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.